All right, friends, let's give this a go. I'm going to try to make an audiobook for you guys so you can listen to this book in your headphones instead of having to read it. So we'll see how this goes. I'm sorry ahead of time if it sounds canned or weird. This is my first time to do this. So here we go. You ready? All right. 12 Rules for a Christian Life. Discovering Real Life in the Practices and Priorities of Jesus by Chris Greer. Preface, a letter. Dear reader, I still remember walking through a tiny bookstore in Columbia, Tennessee, when a best-selling book called 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson caught my eye. Before even picking it up, this question popped into my mind. What are the 12 rules for a Christian life? Not long after, while making space to listen, God impressed on me that this book, 12 Rules for a Christian Life, was my next writing assignment. Many years before that, I was a boy raised in a Christian family by parents who loved and followed Jesus with their own set of rules for life. Through their example and leadership, God impressed upon me that he was worth paying attention to. Unfortunately, as I entered young adulthood, I paid far more attention to the black and white rules of religion than I did the life-giving rhythms of divine relationship. I entered college as a frustrated, legalistic lawkeeper who was far from God, ignorant of the ways of Jesus, and closed off completely to the winsome wind of the Holy Spirit. Thankfully, God was not content with that, and he refused to leave me alone. Through the lives of two fellow freshmen, Jerry and Keeley, God showed me what a real, dynamic, and authentically human relationship with Jesus could be. Their walk with Jesus literally blew my mind. I saw in them, my new friends, what I took for granted in my faithful parents. They were living real life, and I wanted to live it too. For the first time, I became interested in the ways of God rather than just the laws of God. And with others' help, I began pursuing the kinds of habits that are included in this book. I tiptoed into practices like reading the Bible slowly, like listening for Jesus and participating with his people. One of the things Jesus soon communicated to me was this: Chris, I've pursued you for a long time. Now it's your turn to pursue me. I remember that like it was yesterday, and God ignited in me a new desire to speak his name out of intimate relationship, not out of religious obligation. That changed everything. Life is an uneven road, and sometimes I'm a pretty good driver, but at other times I've been the at-fault party in some pretty nasty crashes. Like you, I've experienced much of what the world has to offer, and let's be honest, it's just not enough. The most common pursuits rarely lead to an uncommon life. So I live Jesus's way by the power of his Spirit and all the effort I can muster, and I'm growing to want nothing more than him. I've lived in small towns and big cities in the deep South and on the West Coast. I've attended public schools and a private seminary. I was single for a long time, now married a while. Professionally, I've worked jobs as a college admissions counselor, a waiter, a tour guide, an administrative assistant, a pastor a few times, a screen printer, a small business owner, and a writer, to list some of just my favorites. Spiritually, I've learned the ropes from my wife, friends, family members, colleagues, pastors, seminary professors, mentors, authors, and preachers. I have a long way to go, but I've also come a long way. And I want you and everyone I know to come with me. Because it's in relationship with God, through Jesus, that real human life is found. So here's to God, to you, and to a life well lived through these practices and priorities of Jesus, the 12 rules for a Christian life. Onward. Chris Greer.